Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to start this week by talking about some bad news. This is something that we've been talking about for a while, rural health care, and there's only one way to say it. This is not good news. What is the latest?
Well, we're continuing to fight for our healthcare access in rural Pennsylvania. And earlier this week, Kaleida Health, which owns the Bradford Regional Medical Center, announced that it intends to close our hospital in Bradford. And this is certainly devastating news for our community. But I will say that the fight to save our hospital is far from over. I've been in conversations for quite some time now with hospital officials, with the governor's office, with other healthcare systems and efforts to keep our hospital open in Bradford, all focused on making sure that these life-saving services are available for our residents. I firmly believe that Kaleida's announcement was premature and obviously failed to consider the extraordinarily negative impacts that these plans would have on the health and safety of our residents. I believe that we've been making progress, and Kaleida Health's announcement really pulled the rug out from under those efforts. However, I'm encouraged to report that conversations have continued, and certainly those conversations, I believe, have been productive. To be clear, there are significant challenges that exist in the healthcare industry, and especially in rural areas like ours, and we've talked on this program many times about those challenges. But still, our residents, our children, our families, our senior citizens deserve access to life-saving care in their own communities. And so I'm going to continue working with fellow state and local officials, all with a focus on keeping these vital healthcare services open and available to people in Bradford and throughout our region.
Great news on the way for fire and EMS folks. Grants on the way to help them out. Who's receiving what? What are the details?
There were grants recently released through the Fire and Emergency Medical Services Grant Program. This is an annual program that was created by the state legislature. It's funded with gambling revenue that comes into the state. And recently, over $500,000 in funding was awarded to fire departments and ambulance services throughout the three counties that I represent. The funding can be used for construction or renovation of a fire or ambulance company facility, the purchase or repair of equipment, training needs, recruitment and retention, public education, or the reduction of existing debt. If you'd like to see a complete list of the awards and where that funding went, to which company and the amount, you can read that on my website at repcauser.com.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is something that you got to do to honor some folks who have served our community for a very, very long time, some retired firefighters. How did you honor them?
Well, I recently had the opportunity to recognize three now retired Bradford City firefighters, and they're also paramedics, for their decades of dedicated service to the community. I presented them with citations from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, and the three citations were presented to Harold Butch Kreiner III for 20 years of service to the Bradford City Fire Department, to Michael Valine for 21 years of service, and to Captain Michael Scrivo for 22 years of service. These men are extremely dedicated, and we commend them for their service to the community.
And finally, Representative, you have some property tax rent rebate clinics. When and where can folks come and get a little bit of help filling out these forms?
Well, my office is once again hosting a series of property tax rent rebate clinics across the region. We were in a number of locations this week. I actually joined my staff at the clinic in Eldred. We were able to help quite a few seniors with their applications. The clinics are going to continue next week in the following locations. We're going to be on Tuesday, February 24th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Oswego Valley Senior Center in Shingle House. On Wednesday, February 25th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. we'll be at the Countersport Senior Center. On Wednesday, February 25th, we'll also be at the Port Allegheny Senior Center from 9:30 to 11:30. And then on Thursday, February 26th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., we'll be at the Mount Jewett Senior Center. There's a complete list of the locations available on my website at repcauser.com.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.